Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Anil. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to cover the issue regarding why women think that all men want is sex. Isn't it obvious by now? They're projecting their own weakness for wanting sex themselves onto men. It's in fact them that are really the ones thinking about it all the time. Why do you think they talk about the size of men's schlongs on ladies' night out and compare it to other guys? It's almost as if they don't understand that actually men want companionship or a counterpart. Why do you think that most men over the last 50 years or so have been on the side of women gaining equality? Why do you think the female characters in film and television are written with male motivations and a male mind? Most of us dudes are so desperate for an equal that we fell for that fairy tale while growing up. If all we as men wanted was sex, then all we would consume is spicy content and wouldn't watch films where women act like men. Modern women don't really know how to give men the other things we want, so sex is the easiest and oftentimes the only thing they have to offer us, especially because they want it from us too. But after a certain age as a man, you start losing interest in sex, and it's funny and sad at the same time listening to women that are offering up their bodies to you, and you finally see how pathetic it is that all they seem to want from you is to basically have you fall in love with them and want them sexually, so they can control you with their cooch. It did work for them from their teenage years all the way up into their late 30s and 40s. And suddenly they hit the wall, or men matured. And they don't know how to offer anything else in many cases because that's all they've ever had to offer men their entire lives. They never learned to cook or clean or have any hobbies or interests. As I've gotten older, the only women I would ever entertain dating would have to be accomplished and prolific at their work. I know that goes against the idea that men don't find a woman's degree sexy. But after a certain point as a man, at least this man, you want a woman that you can respect for at the very least her work ethic or professional accomplishments. After all, what else can you actually respect from them? That seems pretty straightforward. But have you ever tried treating a woman with respect for what she does as an equal, but also not wanting her sexually at the same time? I have, and it pisses them off. They seem to have a deep desire to be desired and loved as objects, even when they're one of the few that can actually be loved for who she is instead of what she looks like. And if you can't give them that love and sexual attention that they want, then they pretty much can't be around you. They're perfectly fine friend-zoning men, but the moment you friend-zone one of the few amazing women out there, they can't be there with you anymore. At least that's been my experience. Funny how if they don't want sex with you, they can still marry you and milk you for all your attention and your pension. But the moment they know that you don't want them for bedroom fun the same way, and makes them incredibly insecure. Almost as if they crave to be objectified, and if you don't make them feel that you see them as a sexual being, they seem to hate you for it. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's gonna know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to women always say that all men think about is sex because they don't want men to realize that they think about sex way more clown world show. As for the reason many women think that all men think about is sex, it's because of their experience being alpha widows in many cases. The only men that women see on their radar and in existence are the Chads and Tyrones that they tend to get together with. And what happens is that all these guys want to do is bang them and then leave them. So from their experience of being a slut that sleeps around with hot guys, that's the only experience she's going to have. That all men think about is sex by wanting and having it with them and then moving on to the next willing woman victim to poke her in the rectum. It's such a big free-for-all for most Chads out there that all they have to do is go from woman to woman emptying out their gonads. The ugly men they don't even see as existing human males. They see them like a cat or pet as a source of attention. But a tiny number of men have a monopoly on poking the madams out there, and the majority of women rotate between such guys. And most of those guys, all they want is sex. Think about it. If you knew that you were a 9 or a 10 as a man, and could go out and get almost any woman you wanted tonight, just by having great looks, would you be able to resist that temptation? Probably not. You'd be going out and banging every woman you wanted. If I was in that situation while younger in my 20s and had my own place back then, I wouldn't even watch spicy content. I would just go out to the local bar or pub and know that if I spoke with any girl that was single that night, I would almost certainly be bringing her back home. banging her and then sending her home because I could just go out tomorrow and do it all over again. I can only imagine how much sex some chats are now getting with the advent of things like Tinder and Bumble. A guy like that can now easily reach a notch count of 1,000 if he was in the top 1 or 2% of men out there. The problem is that unless we figure out a way to create sexual socialism to spread the woman wealth onto all men out there, then this is going to end very badly. Civilization only came about because each man was pretty much promised a wife, but it also rewarded wealthy men with resources, with high IQs by allowing them to have more than one wife in some cases. So sometimes it was a hybrid system. I think that when we see someone like Elon Musk having many children with many different women without marrying any of them, we are now entering a new hybrid civilization that I speak of. Some wealthy men will marry, others will have dozens or hundreds of kids with tons of women. And most guys won't get any action. But the reason that many women mate with such attractive men might soon be under serious threats. What's really going to be interesting is when augmented reality starts to make plain-looking men way more attractive to women when they put on the goggles. Apple Vision Pro might be women's version of the love goggles that men get when we fall in love and see our relationships through rose-colored glasses. I certainly know that if I met the intelligent woman of my dreams and could project the perfect player skin on her through the glasses, that I would definitely get into being with a woman like that. The problem is that with age, women are no longer attractive. They age out and then guys stop seeing them as sexual beings. And that's when they go into panic mode trying to lock down a good, stable, long-term emotional tampon attention partner. Sex doesn't seem to be priority for them at that point, and it's all about having financial and emotional stability for them. Most women understand that most men don't just think about sex when it comes to relationships, but in some ways they keep saying that all we think about is banging them because if we didn't, most modern men wouldn't have any real reasons to get together with women these days. I know that I certainly saw sex as the most important thing in my 20s and early 30s. Everything else came second. Many women are in for a rude awakening if and when that guy that they settle down with eventually gets tired of sex and wants a family and has greater expectations in life, and that woman that he's with can't fulfill him anymore. Then the one thing she had, sex isn't enough. So she can either squeeze one out to keep him there by loving the child. That was one offer that was made to me when I was about to leave a woman. Other women, when they sense that you're not thinking about sex enough, start to push wedding bells on you, or they try and get pregnant as well. I've also experienced that too. The smart ones realize that their men won't see them as sexual beings forever, so they change the bait and the trap to keep the man there. I want to see what happens when technology breaks down the barriers of attraction and we can augment our appearance when other people view us with AR and VR glasses. I think that's the first real threat that the most attractive guys that get the majority of the sex out there will face, because suddenly a woman puts on a headset and gives head to an incel that looks like a Chad. At that point, will beauty be only skin deep, more like pixel deep? I don't know, and that's what I want to see. The last thing I want to briefly touch upon is something two Bitcoiners named Preston Pish and Jeff Booth spoke about recently. They're working on using AI to create virtual versions of themselves. They've fed an AI tons of their writing to give it an example of how they think and speak, and Jeff wants to create a virtual version of himself that his kids can talk to when he's dead and buried, that has high fidelity. It's making me think that I could take my 3,000 plus scripts and get an AI to generate a virtual Sandman that would comment on different current events, and no one would ever actually know it's not me. YouTube and Google are now, however, forcing content producers to tell them if they're using AI to generate any of their content. People were stealing my scripts and getting AI to read them 2 years ago. So that means Google is pretty much 2 years behind the times. What I think most people will actually do is program AI to do their work or their job, so they can have multiple remote jobs with corporations, and not let the corporations know that there are actually 10 virtual versions of themselves working for multiple companies collecting 10 different salaries, while they sit back on a beach managing their AIs. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Neil for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that in 5 years, we'll know if women will be willing to smash incels if they look like Chads using augmented reality. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45 US. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps your boss from figuring out that AI is doing all of your work while you collect the paycheck away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.